个福音十二章的后半部啊，就是在提到主耶稣怎么回应那一些要来依赖他的一些人的问题。
And so the latter half of chapter 12 talks about how Jesus responds to those who try to trap him.
那我们现在看35节。
So now we'll look at verse 35.
35节点
Verse 35.
耶稣在殿里教训人就问他们主耶稣问他们文士怎么说基督是大卫的子孙呢？这个重点是36节。
And so the main point is in verse 36.
大卫被圣灵感动，说对我主说，你坐在我的右边。等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳啊，请你读36节。
Verse 36, for David himself said by the Holy Spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.
这里有两个主哈，
And so here there are two lords.
是大卫被圣灵感动的，也是写在诗篇的。
And so this was written by David when he was moved by the Holy Spirit in the book of Psalms.
那为什么这个基督是大卫的子孙那就是大卫的后代啦。那为什么大卫称他为主？
And so the question is, if Christ is the son of David, meaning that he is the descendant of David, so why did David refer to him as Lord?
所以这个第一个主天上的神。
And so the first Lord is God in heaven.
那第二个主就是主耶稣。
And the second Lord is Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣坐在神的右边。
And Lord Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of God.
然后神要使主耶稣的仇敌做主的脚凳。
And so God would allow the would make the enemies of Lord Jesus Christ his footstool.
这个也就是说，主耶稣有权柄，能够，掌管一切。
And so, which is to say that Jesus Christ has the authority to rule over everything.
那37节为什么大卫称他为主？
Verse 37, therefore David, why does David call him Lord?
然后他又是大卫的子孙呢？
And at the same time, he is also the descendant of David.
从肉体上来看，他是大卫的子孙，所以在耶稣的家谱里面，他是跟大卫连在一起的。
And so, from a physical standpoint, Lord Jesus Christ is the descendant of David. So, in the genealogy of Lord Jesus Christ, King David, is among them.
然后主耶稣是道成肉身。
And Lord Jesus Christ came in the flesh.
所以在灵里面，其实主耶稣是神成为人来世界。
And so in the spirit, Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ was God who came in the form of man into this world.
所以主耶稣称，大卫称主耶稣是他的后代为主，是因为在灵里面，他是救主。
So David called Lord Jesus Christ his descendant Lord because in the spirit he is his savior.
所以主耶稣对圣经很熟。
And so Lord Jesus Christ is very familiar with the Bible.
而且，所以他能够用一些问题，是文士法利赛人就没有办法再问他了。
And so he was able to respond to the Pharisees with questions that they could not answer.
然后我们看38节。
And then we look at verse 38.
要防备文士啊，啊，是防备什么？
And so here it says, beware of the scribes and beware of what?
啊，也就是他们外表哈、啊、是很好看，但是他的内心啊并不是很敬虔。
And so on the outer appearance, they are very pleasant to look at. They look very good, but on the inside there, they do not have the fear of the Lord.
好，所以三十九节啊，喜爱会堂的高位哈、啊，就是一个被尊重的人所坐的地方。
And so verse 39 says the best seats in the synagogue, and so they sit in the places where they are respected by people.
啊、当然我们现在教会没有高位、啊、
And of course, now、in the church, we don't have the best seats.
但是如果我们去到其他教会聚会、啊、有时候在讲台后面、啊、就有一些座位。
But if you go to other denomination churches, they have behind the pulpit some seats for the important people.、
啊、那这个就是当时就是高位、啊。
And so this is what is known as the best seats.
那筵席上的首位。
And so they have the best places at feast.
但是呢，他的私生活就是四十节，他亲吞寡妇的家产，啊，假意做很长的祷告。
But in verse 40, it talks about their personal lives, that who devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers.
好，所以有敬虔的外貌，但是他没有敬虔的实质。
And so they have a godly outward appearance.But not a godly inward being.
啊，所以主耶稣说，这样你们要防备啊，因为这样的人啊，真的会变成笑。
And so that's why Lord Jesus Christ says to beware of these type of people because, they can become a yeast, a leaven.
久了就大家会觉得说，哎，啊，所谓敬畏神，就是效法他们这些外表，而没有实在在改变他的内心。
And because after a period of time, the people will look to them and say, oh, this is the godly appearance only, but inwardly there is no inward change.
好，那我们看41节到44节。
Then if we look at verses 41 to
44. 41节到44节是神看人跟人看人的不同。
And so verses 41 to 44 talks about the difference between how Lord Jesus Christ sees people versus how other people see other people.
用很实际的例子、啊、来解释。
And so he gives a very practical example of this.
好，那有的人两个人在圣殿里面献祭。
And so there were,
贡献、啊、
And there were two people who were making offerings at the synagogue.
啊、所以第一个、在41节讲财主投了一些钱。
And so in verse 41, the rich put in much.、
啊、那42节呢寡妇投了两个小钱。
But in verse 42, the widow came and threw in two mites.、
啊、比方说现在美国有、一个 quarter、哦。那如果头两个 quarter 一掉到那个奉献箱里面会响声啊。
And so just like today, we have quarters. So if you put two quarters into the offering box, it will make a clanking noise.
哦，那你如果投了100块不会有声音啊。
But if you put in $100 bill, it will be very quiet.
哦，所以两个小钱投下去哦，可能出了什么声音，大家知道啊，它是奉献两个小钱。
And so when you look at both of these offerings and based on the sound alone, you can guess how much they put in.
啊，所以从人来看啊，这个寡妇献得很少。
And so from a human perspective, what the widow put in was very little.
啊，但是如果我们看43节的最后一句话。
If you look at the latter half of verse 43.
这个穷寡妇投的比众人还多。
Lord Jesus says that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury.
哦，所以奉献哦，不是看金额的大小。
And so offering is not based on the quantity of the financial offering.
啊，我钱献的多，我就比别人更爱主， 我献的少，我就比别人少爱主，不是这样。
And so it's not that if I offer more money, therefore I love the Lord even more, and then if I offer little, I love the Lord less.
哦，奉献最重要是他的精神，他的心。
What is most important about offering is the attitude and the heart.
好，所以44节啊，我们大家都是用剩下来现在奉献给神。
And so, verse 44, we put in with our abundance, out of our abundance, or what we have left.
所以，但这个寡妇呢，她是不足的，所以她把那一天养生的，可能要用来买东西吃的，都献上去了。
But this widow, out of her poverty, out of what little she had, she put in offering of her whole livelihood.
所以他的精神最好，他把当天要用来吃的献给神，所以这个精神特别好。
And so she gave what she had that day, including what she had to eat, and then she offered it to God, and so this is very wonderful.
因此他奉献比众人还多。
And so she had put in more than everyone else.
所以我们就知道主耶稣看事情跟一般人非常不一样。
And so we see how Lord Jesus Christ sees things very differently from others.
那我们的信仰到最后就是要用主耶稣的眼光来看事情。
And so our faith should reach a point where we see things based on the perspective of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样我们的判断就会跟主耶稣的判断一样。
And so therefore our judgment shall be in the same way as Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣经说属灵人就是要有基督的心。
And so the Bible says that the spiritual man needs to have the heart of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在学习这一些，就是要让我们渐渐有基督的心。
And so, Paul writes the letter so that we may have the heart of Christ.
好，那我们现在就进到十三章。
And so now we have entered into chapter 13.
这个马可福音十三章就进到末日的预言。
And so in chapter 13, we start heading into the prophecy of the end time.
圣经里面差不多每个预言都已经实现。
And so in the Bible, almost all the prophecies have been fulfilled.
只有一个还没有实现。
There is only one prophecy type that has not been fulfilled yet.
就是耶稣再来，世界末日。
And so that is when Lord Jesus Christ comes again, and it is the end of the world.
那预言就是还没有发生的事情，预先把它讲出来。
And so a prophecy is to talk about an event before it occurs.
那对天气人是可以预测，但是常常是不准。
And so, for example, the weather is something that we can predict, but often it is not accurate.
但是圣经的预言因为神预知未来，所以感动先知写出来的常常是准确的，而且
And so, the prophecies of the Bible, because God controls the future, and so he tells his prophets to write and to tell us these things, and so they are accurate.
所以让我们知道有神有很多的方法。
And so this tells us that God has many ways.
神迹奇事证明有神。
That signs and miracles prove that there is a God.
圣灵降临证明有神。
And so the downpouring of the Holy Spirit proves there is God.
再来，预言的实现证明有神。
And also,the fulfillment of prophecies also proves that there is God.
那现在主耶稣就提到世界末日。
And so then here Lord Jesus Christ talks about the end of the world.
啊，这是2000年前讲的。
These words were spoken 2000 years ago.
啊，那世界末日，又会发生什么事情？
And so what are the manifestations? What will happen during the end of the world?
啊，记载在启示录里面。
And so these are recorded in the book of Revelation.
啊，但是启示录好像一本封住的书。
And so the book of Revelation is like a scroll that is sealed and locked up.
哦，每一个字都懂，每一句都懂，但是里面在讲什么，有时候我们读不懂。
And so even though we may understand every single word and every sentence, we are still unable to comprehend the content.
哦，但是时候到了，神借着圣灵启示我们，我们就看得懂。
But when the time has arrived, then the Holy Spirit will be sent by God to reveal it to us.
哦，所以主耶稣这里讲的预言啊，在启示录里面啊也有提到。
And so here the prophecies talked about by Lord Jesus Christ is also mentioned in Revelation.
啊，因此我们看圣经哈，创世纪是指天地的开始。
And so in the Bible, the book of Genesis talks about the beginning of the heavens and the earth.
那启示录是神创造这个天地的结束。
And then the book of Revelation is the end of the creation of God of the heavens and the earth.
然后是神所应许新天新地的实现。
And so it is the arrival, the manifestation of the new heaven and new earth created by God.
啊，所以这个末世的预言啊，对我们每一个人啊都有关系。
And so the prophecy of the end times is directly related to each and every one of us.
啊，好，那我们先看从第一节到十三节。
And so if we look at chapter 13, verses 1 to 13.
啊，那第一节跟第二节是讲圣殿的毁坏。
And so verses 1 and 2 talks about the destruction of the temple.
啊，我们如果看第二节。
Look at verse 2.
啊，耶稣对他们说，你看见这个大殿宇吗？将来在这里没有一块石头预留在石头上不被拆毁的。
Verse 2. And Jesus answered and said to him, Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down.
啊，这个预言啊，在公元70年实现。
And so this prophecy was fulfilled in 70 AD.
啊，那罗马的军队攻进耶路撒冷。
And so the army of the Roman army then broke into Jerusalem.
然后他们拆毁了圣殿。
And they destroyed the temple.
因为里面有很多的器皿是用金做的。
And because many of the vessels in the temple were made of gold.
那罗马的兵丁要寻找金，就把每一块石头都翻过来，都把它拿出来。
And so the Roman soldiers, in an effort to seek out every single piece of gold, they flipped over every stone.
哦，所以没有一块石头留在石头上。
And that's why Lord Jesus Christ says, not one stone shall be left upon another.
哦，所以对当时的人来说，哦，公元70年就是这个预言的实现。
And so that is why in 70 AD, it was the fulfillment of this prophecy.
哦，好，那从第二节开始。
And then in verse 2.
第二节和第三节和第三节到十三节。
Then in verses 3 to 13.
这个也是在预言将来哈，世界的末日要来到，会发生什么事情。
And so this is a prophecy of what would happen in the future about the end time.
我们现在就是处在世界的最末后的一个阶段。
And so for us, we are living in the end time.
所以如果我们看第四节。
We look at verse 4.
什么时候有这些事呢？这一切事将要成就，有什么兆头呢？他们就问他说，时候啊，哪有兆头？
And so here in verse 4, they ask about the sign. When will these things and when will it be fulfilled?
我们看第五节。
And so if we look at verse 5.
这个地方讲你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你。
Here it says that take heed that no one deceives you.
那接下去就在讲有一些假先知要出现。
And then afterwards it talks about the arrival of a false prophet.
这个假先知就是他是人但是他自称好像是神。
And so these false prophets are men themselves, but they proclaim themselves to be God.
那这是魔鬼的工作啊。
And so that is the work of the devil.
那如果我们看这个宗教界里面确实有人自称是基督的在世的。
And so if we look in the history of Christianity, some people say that they are the Christ.
那为什么会迷惑人呢？
And so why will they deceive people?
因为这一些人是魔鬼的工作，魔鬼也有一些能力，所以他会迷惑人。
And so these are the work of Satan, because Satan also has the ability power, so he can deceive others.
那如果我们再看第七节
We look at verse 7.
七节跟八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
这个地方讲有打战的风声。
So here is when you hear of wars and rumors of wars.
然后第八节。
Verse 8.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有地震饥荒，这都是灾难的起头。
And so nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and there will be famines and troubles.
在马太福音里面有更清楚的预言。
And so in the book of Matthew, there are clear, more detailed prophecies.
我们看到这个COVID-19 这个疫情的发生。
And so when we look at the pandemic of COVID-19,
这是末世已要来之前这几个将会发生的事情的一个。
And so, it is one of the things that here talks about that the manifestations of the end time.
那包括饥荒、地震。瘟疫。
And so it includes famines, earthquakes, and pestilence.
以瘟疫来讲，圣经里面每一次提到瘟疫都跟罪有关系。
And so when regarding pestilences and plagues, every time the Bible refers to these, it is related to sin.
因此我们差不多可以确定主耶稣再来之前会有更大的瘟疫，更严重的饥荒，更大的地震，这是一个兆头。
And so before Lord Jesus, as we draw closer to when Lord Jesus Christ comes again, there will be even more severe pestilences, earthquakes, and famines. And so all these are just the beginning of sorrows.
而且这个世界会更乱，更多的战争。
And so there will be more chaos in the world, and so there will be even more wars.
所以这个兆头来就是提醒我们圣经的预言已经快实现了。
And so here, when these beginnings come, it is to remind us that the prophecies of the Bible are starting to be fulfilled.
那其他的兆头还有就是从 提摩太后书里面讲，末世必有危险的日子来到。
And so other manifestations are recorded in 2 Timothy, where there talks about many other dangers that will come up.
那个就是指着啊，人的道德堕落啊，这个社会哈、啊、罪越来越深。
And so this is talking about the declining of the moral values of men and that there is more immorality in society.
所以我们现在看到、哦、这个社会上越来越难守道过敬虔的生活，因为罪已经渐渐变成文化的一部分。
And so that's why if we look in、the world today, it's harder and harder、to、remain holy、because gradually, the culture of the world、is more and more sinful.
所以这是第二个兆头。
And so this is the second、manifestation.
那第三个兆头就是末世的方舟、已经建立起来。
And so the、next、manifestation is the,、the ark of the end time.、
挪亚毁灭当时的世代，先叫挪亚造方舟。
And so during the time of Noah, when the world was destroyed, God commanded Noah to build an ark.
那毁灭当时世代，这是神对罪一种公义的审判。
And so back then, the destruction of the world was a, just judge, condemnation by God of this world and its sin.
造方舟是神的慈爱、怜悯的拯救。
And then the、formation of the ark was the、loving nature and merciful nature of God.
所以主耶稣最后要来毁灭世界、啊、神会怜悯这个世界、啊、有一个真教会的出现。
And so for the end times, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again to judge the world, out of his mercy, he will have an、end time ark of the end times, which is the church.、
所以、哦、我们知道真教会的建立、啊、就是末世的开始。
And so we know that the establishment of our church is the beginning of the end time.、
因此、我们知道、我们已经在末世当中。
And so we know that we are already in these end times.、
那现在从第九节开始、啊、就在讲、将来真的、这个末世、主耶稣要再来之前、哦、会开始有逼迫。
And so we know that when、Lord Jesus Christ comes again, as we draw closer, there will be persecution.、
对，我们现在生活很舒服、哦、主再来之前会受逼迫。
And so right now our lives are very comfortable,、but before Lord Jesus Christ comes again,、there will be persecution.、
那主耶稣当时受的逼迫有两种。
And so the two types of persecution faced by Lord Jesus Christ was twofold.、
第一个是祭司长、文士、法利赛人，这是从宗教来的。
And so the first was、from the Pharisees and the scribes, and so these are from、religious persecution.、
那第二个是比拉多的审判。
And then the second was the、judgment of Pilate.、
是从政治来的。
And so it was a political、judgment.、
所以这两个连在一起、哦、一个真的要过敬虔生活的人就会受苦。
And so for these two combined,、these two will be how the godly、people will suffer.、
但是这里讲、啊啊、如果看第九节、啊、为我的缘故、站在诸侯君王面前对他们做见证、所以这些门徒为主的缘故为主做见证。
And so verse 9 says, you will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake for a testimony to them. So the、disciples of Lord Jesus Christ would be、brought before、the rulers and kings for his sake.
那第十节、福音必传给万民。那马太也有讲、福音传给万民，然后主耶稣就来了。
And so verse 10 says that the gospel must first be preached to all the nations, and then in Matthew it also says that、then Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
那个福音、不是我们一般教会传的福音。
And so this gospel is not just the gospel preached by the church.
因为现在这个基督教传的福音差不多连非洲的丛林 这每个角落都有了。
And so mainstream Christianity has already spread to every corner of the world, including Africa and other countries.
那个福音就是神启示给真教会得救的福音。
And so what this gospel is that the truth that is revealed to the true church, this gospel.
也就是怎么做啊，让我们的罪可以得赦免。
And so it is what we can do for the remission of our sins.
那就是洗礼，赦罪的洗礼。
And so it is the water baptism for the remission of our sins.
那也就是得圣灵。
And it's also to receive the Holy Spirit.
有天国的凭据。
And so this is the evidence of our heavenly guarantee.
所以这个福音要传遍世界哈，那主耶稣就会再来。
And so it is when this gospel is preached to the ends of the world, then Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
因为现在网络大众传播很方便，所以要传遍世界，只要神的灵动工，是很快的。
And so because of the internet, being able to preach the gospel to the ends of the world, it makes things much faster.
那我们在末世遇到逼迫要怎么来面对
？And so, how do we face the end time and persecution?
十一节说哈，那你被拉关交审判了，不需要预先思虑说什么，不要忧虑说你要讲什么，为什么啊？因为时候到了哈。那我看十一节最后啊，你们就说什么？因为说话的不是你们，乃是圣灵啊！我们被圣灵充满，圣灵会赐给我们应当讲的话，所以不需要忧虑。
And so the latter half of verse 11 says that we do not need to worry about what we will say at that time, because the Holy Spirit will tell us what to speak.
那主再来之前，如果我们看十二节，连自己的家庭都会因为信仰而起纷争。
And so because of the persecution that comes, verse 12, it will also cause families to have dissension.
为什么？
Why?
因为有的人他知道真道，知道信耶稣，是为着救恩，所以他一定会坚持到底。
Because there are those who believe in the truth, and because they know that this is the way to salvation, they will hold on to it to the end.
那同一个家庭，有的人不信然后被魔鬼做工，他就会逼迫他自己的家人。
But in the same household, there may be those who, because they do not believe, and they will be used by Satan to persecute their own family members.
那十三节啊。
Verse 13.
我们为着主的名又被众人恨恶。
And you will be hated by all for my name's sake.
所以如果我们看一些基督教对真耶稣教会这个名字它就非常的敏感。
And so if we look at Christianity, when they hear the name True Jesus Church, they have this, they don't like this name.
So, 有的网站你可以看得出来，就把我们教会看作是一种异端。
And so if you do look on the internet, you can see that they claim that we are heresy.
所以为神的名被恨恶，这是会发生的。
And so it will happen that we will be hated by all for the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
那十三节，忍耐到底的必然得救。
The second half, verse 13, but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
那如果我们再从十四节看下去。
Then if we look from verse 14 and on.
这个是在讲14到20节，空前绝后的大灾难。
And so verses 14 to 20 talked about the war that occurs in the air.
那对主耶稣当时世代的人来说，这个是指着公元70年罗马帝国攻进耶路撒冷的灾难。
And so, according to the time of Lord Jesus Christ, this is referring to the Roman conquering of Jerusalem in 70 AD.
但是对我们来讲，这一段其实是在预言主耶稣再来以前的灾难。
But for us today, this is referring to the great disasters, the tribulations that will occur before Lord Jesus Christ comes again.
所以19节
Verse 19.
在那些日子必有灾难，自从神创造天地直到如今，并没有这样的灾难，后来也没有。这个叫做空前，以前没有，后来也没有。
And so here it says there's a tribulation that has not been since the beginning, and then nor shall there ever be.
所以如果我们活到主耶稣再来后，就会遇到这个灾难。
And so if we continue to live and survive to when Lord Jesus Christ comes again, then we shall face this great tribulation.
那要怎么来面对这个灾难呢？
And so how do we face this tribulation?
如果我们看这个二十节，
We look at verse 20.
不是主减少那日子，凡有血气没有一个得救，只是为主的选民这个日子要减少，所以神会把这个灾难的日子减少。为什么？因为一拖长哦，人受不了，没有一个人会得救啊。
And so, Lord Jesus Christ will shorten these days of the great tribulation because if it goes too long, no one can withstand it.
好像出埃及记里面记载，当时神降十个灾殃，还要让法老王让以色列百姓出埃及啊，但是以色列百姓就没有受到这样的灾殃。
And so just like in the book of Exodus, where God sends down the 10 plagues, and so the 10 plagues afflicted the Egyptians, but it did not affect the Israelites.
所以将来神降灾殃，神会保守他的选民，所以这个日子减少，让他们不至于没有办法守到。
And so when God in the future sends these plagues, it will affects everyone, but he will also protect his people so that they can hold on to the truth.
那如果我们回到18节啊。
And if we return back to 18.
17节。
Verse 17.
那些日子怀孕和奶孩子的有祸了。
It's the woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days.
因为公元74年罗马攻进来，如果怀孕奶孩子跑不动了，所以他就有祸了。
And so in 70 AD, when the Roman army breached Jerusalem, and woe to those who were pregnant and nursing.
但是对现在来讲，怀孕奶孩子什么意思？
But to us today, what does it mean to be pregnant and to be nursing babies?
这个怀孕可以这样私欲怀胎，如果在主再来之前，我们整个心都是一个罪的欲望，或者奶孩子就是信仰没有长大，还在吃奶，那这样主再来这是灾祸的。
And so pregnancy today is referring to those who have conceived sin, desire, and then their hearts are filled with sin. And then those who are nursing babies are referring to those who have not grown in the truth. They are still only drinking milk.
那18节，
Verse 18.
要祈求这些事不在冬天来到，因为冬天下雪，你就逃不走了。
It says, pray that your flight may not be in the winter. In the winter time, because there is snow, you cannot really run away.
但是属灵上来讲什么意思？
But But what does this mean spiritually?
啊，冬天是很冷啊。
And winter is very cold.
啊，所以啊，主再来之前哦，如果我们的信仰没有火热，啊，我们的信仰是冷的，啊，我们会跑不动，会被灾殃吃掉。
And so in the winter, because it's cold, so when Lord Jesus Christ comes again and our faith is not hot, fiery hot, then but our faith is cold, then we will have woe.
啊，所以啊，这一天啊会来。
And so this day will come.
啊，所以我们现在啊，生活啊，虽然忙碌啊，生活过得大家都过得还不错。
And because our lives are so busy and we live very comfortable lives.
但是主再来之前这会改变的。
But this will all change when Lord Jesus Christ comes again.
哦，那啊，如果看21节啊。
If we look at verse 21.
假先知啊要出现。
And so then it will arrive the false Christ.
哦。那先知其实若能行把选民都迷惑了。
And so the false prophets can deceive the people.
啊，所以要怎么分辨这是假基督跟假先知？
And so how do you discern between the false Christ and the false prophet?
一个最重要就是圣经的话。
It is, the most important is the word of the Bible.
啊，我曾经去看一个慕道朋友。
One time I saw a truth seeker.
我讲了很多我们教会的神迹奇事。
And I talked about many of the signs and miracles of our church.
我讲完之后，他说他也要讲。
And so after I finished speaking, he said he wanted to speak too.
他也讲的，他拜一种日本来的一个偶像，也有神迹，也有看异象。
And so he said that he worshipped a Japanese idol where allowed him to also perform signs and miracles and also to see vision.
后来我才知道说，哇，要以道理为出发点来讲，你才会分辨真跟假。
And so I realized that your starting point needs to be from the Bible. That's the only way you can discern between what is right and what is wrong, and what is true and what is false.
一般的基督徒哦，谈啊，也是要从用道理才能够分辨。
And so, especially when you speak to other denomination churches, you need to talk about the truth, the Word of God.
哦，所以末世啊，会有假先知、假基督会迷惑人。
And so, in the end times, there will be false Christ and false prophets to deceive people.
那如果我们圣经很熟，我们就有属灵的智慧来分辨，就不会被迷惑。
And so if we know the Bible very well, we will have that spiritual wisdom to be able to discern what is false and what is true.
那从24节到27节就最后一个阶段，人子要降临。
And so verses 24 to 27 is the last part where it talks about the coming of the Son of Man.
哦，那这就非常的可怕。
And so this is very frightening.
哦，所以24节讲哈，日头变黑，月亮不放光。
The sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light.
哦，白天太阳是黑的，晚上也没有月亮，就是一片都是暗的。
And so during the daytime, the sun will be darkened, and at nighttime, the moon will not shine. So it is always dark.
25节啊，星也要从天上堕落。
Verse 25, the stars of heaven will fall.
天势都要震动。
And the powers in the heavens will be shaken.
这个超过我们经验的。
And so this is beyond what we have experienced before.
主耶稣降临以前非常可怕。
And so before Lord Jesus Christ comes again, it will be very frightening.
现在我们看不见神，所以有的人不怕神。
And so right now, because we cannot see God, people are not afraid of God.
但是如果我们看26节，主耶稣，人子要大有能力，大有荣耀从天降。
Verse 26 says, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory.
当主耶稣降临的那个时刻，世界的上的人就分成两种。
And so that moment when Lord Jesus Christ comes again, the people of the world will be separated into two parts.
第一种就是27节，他的选民预备好了，都要来等候，好像新妇等候新郎来。
And so in verse 27 talks about his elect who are like the bridegroom, the bride waiting for the groom to come.
所以那是非常喜乐的一天。
And that is a very joyful day.
但是在那一天如果不能得救的，启示录里面讲啊，然要哀哭捶胸顿足，地有动摇转起去，因为神愤怒的脸哦非常可怕。
And so then, but for those who do not believe in the book of Revelation, it talks about those who will be weeping and gnashing, and there will be a beating their chest because they are fearful.
所以这一天不是会不会到，这一天是什么时候会到。
And so the question is not if this day will come, but a matter of when it will come.
而且看这些圣经的描写已经非常近。
And so by theDescription recording the Bible, we see that this day is drawing closer and closer.
所以从二十八节开始到三十。
Starting in verses 28 to 30.
就是在讲我们要从无花果树来学比喻。
Here it tells us about what we can learn from the parable of the fig tree.
所以二十八节从无花果树当树枝发嫩长叶夏天就近了。
Verse 28, when its branches have already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near.
这个无花果树又有人把它解释说象征是以色列国，因为他们出无花果。
And so some people say that the fig trees represents Israel because they have fig trees.
那以色列国的属灵含义也就是真教会神的选民当这个教会建立好了那时候就快到了。
But for us, it is as for the end times, it is referring to fig trees, it's referring to the elect of the church that when it starts to bear fruit and leaves, then you know that the end time is near.
所以29节你们看这些事也知道人子近了正在门口。
Verse 29, so you also, when you see these things happening, know that it is near at the door.
31节。
Verse 31.
天地要废去，我的话不能废去。所以主耶稣讲的这些话安定在天直到永远，这是一定会实现的。
And so the words of Lord Jesus Christ, they are settled in the heavens and they will not change, but they will be fulfilled.
但是我们知道这个兆头已经近了，但是时间哪一年哪一月哪一日32节是没有人知道的。
And so even though we know that it has begun, but we do not know, verse 32 says we do not know the day or the hour of this.
所以如果有哪一个人说主耶稣哪一年会来那个就是不是从神来的。
And so if there's anyone that says that they know when Lord Jesus Christ will come again, we know that this person's not from God.
但是我以前在洛杉矶也看过，在路上有一台 van 开过去，它上面也有写英文，也有写韩文，就是主耶稣哪一天哪一月哪一日会到。
And so when I was in Los Angeles, one time I saw a van driving by and it had in English and Korean, it had written that Lord Jesus Christ will come on this date and this time.
后来到那一天主耶稣没有来
But on that day, Lord Jesus Christ did not come again.
那这个教会的后来那个牧师就被抓去关了。
And then that, what happened is that, minister of that church then was arrested.
为什么？因为他信徒以为主耶稣真的要来，有的卖财产啊，有的真的去堕胎啊，因为男孩子得有份啊，然后有的去把过好多工作辞掉啊。
Because the members of that church, they trusted this minister. And so they left their jobs, they sold everything, and so they gave up everything.
好，然后那个牧师借着那个机会买了很多很便宜的房子。
And so the pastor of that church then bought out many, took that opportunity to buy many cheap houses.
哦，甚至也有看异象。
And so there are those who see vision.
哦，那异象看到几年几月几日啊，然后大火把一个地球烧掉。
And so they think that they see visions of a certain date and a certain time, and that the fire will consume the earth.
啊，但是这个意象跟主耶稣讲的话不一样，因为那个日子、那时辰没有人知道。
But this vision is different from what Jesus Christ says, because Lord Jesus Christ says no one knows the day or the hour.
啊，所以啊，那个兆头让我们知道日子很近了，但是哪一天来的不知道。
So all these, we know that the manifestations at that the day is drawing closer, but we do not know the time or the day.
那我们要怎么做？
So what should we do?
下一节再继续。
And so we will continue in the next